Our story begins at the rec center, where Chuck and Zoe are talking in Chuck's office.
I still don't understand why you think that Stacy can't be Zelda's child.
She just can't.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
But why? She's the right age, and she even looks a little bit like her.
Zoe Stacy is a real piece of work from what little I've seen of her.
Then maybe you're judging too soon.
And Dara hates her with a passion. She's quite an obnoxious 16-year-old.
You know what kids are like at that age.
Yeah, but Stacy takes it to a whole new level.
Just be careful what you say, Chuck. You might be talking about your own daughter.
At St. John Hospital, Blake and Todd are standing by Matt's bed with Dr. Brian Morgan.
Blake?
Oh, Matt, you've come back to me.
Matt, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You were in an accident, and you're in the hospital, but you're going to be fine.
The whole family is here for you, Matt.
Mac, well, where's Mac?
Matt, just relax. We'll fill you in on all the details later.
Matt, I'm going to go get Dr. Patel to check you out. I'll be right back.
Seeing you, Blake, is really a sight for sore eyes.
Blake has hardly left your side this entire time.
What happened? The subway?
There was an accident on the subway, but you're safe now.
Well, why do I have all these bandages?
Matt, there was a fire. But everything's going to be all right now. Dr. Morgan is a burn specialist, and he's going to make you as good as new.
My face is burned? My face?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.